ways to save on News Radio WTAM 1100. No matter where I am, no matter where he is, every day he has a savings for you. Matt Granite, Channel 3's Morning News, is in talking about energy bills. And my goodness, we have paid a lot this winter at times, Matt.
We have. We've overpaid. It's been frustrating. And I get really frustrated every time I hear a consumer reporter on television that tells you how to lower your home energy bill. And they start with telling you to wear a sweater and all of these really easy things that we can all do that we're already doing. So I wanted to focus on some of the less known ways to make a big difference.
And what'd you come up with?
All right, let's start with number one. Jam-pack your fridge and your freezer. The empty freezer and the empty fridge, when it doesn't have all the produce, the vegetables, whatever it is you have in there, well, the fridge is working a little bit harder, so is the freezer. Those items act as an insulation, and side by side, they can make a world of difference. As we move from the fridge to the dishwasher, Bill, you realize what your dishwasher is doing a lot of the time?
Well, I know it's cleaning my dishes, and if I've got it set to dry them, it's running a long time still on heating it, I guess, right?
That's the thing. In a new study, 65% of the people that we spoke with in Northeast Ohio are running their dishwashers overnight, which means that, in fact, if you weren't running that extra heated dry mode or at least lowering a little bit, your dishes would still be dry because they work the whole night. One of the other things that I just wanted to mention is a lot of your devices are working for you as well, and you don't even know it. Phantom power, that's all of those DVRs and cell phone chargers and things working in the middle of the night and on when nothing is plugged into them, also contribute to as much as 25% of your electric bill. Keep in mind that a little bit of power or surge protector bar put here or there can make a world of difference. And, Bill, that is just the start.
Good deal. You got to see the video. Go to WTAM.com, keyword save. Watch Matt on Channel 3 this morning. Tomorrow, the world's smallest keychain. It's a tech item. Can't wait to see what he's got for us. That's going to save us some time, and I'm sure some money is all. Matt Granite, back here same time in the morning. Thanks, Matt.
Awesome.
Total Tribe spring training coverage from Goodyear Ballpark on WTAM 1100, home of the Indians, is brought to you by the Claiborne Auto Stores.
President Chris Antonetti joins me at 5:50, and Mike Snyder coming up at 5:27. Total Tribe coverage. Nick Camino and I talk a little starting pitching. Yesterday, Kluber got his work in here in Goodyear.
Yeah, that's good to see. I guess he's feeling good, and boy, things are sounding good with you this morning, Bill. All good this morning.
All good. Sports mornings at 15 and 45 past. All good when you hear this guy's voice, Mike Snyder.
You're very kind. Well, Bill, it came down to the final minute of the queue last night. Cavaliers were down by one to the Nets. They did have the ball.
Good now. Has it again on the right side. Defended by Allen. Takes an 18-footer. Got that down! He knocks it down as Rodney Hood has a chance for the three-point play with 40 seconds to go. He's giving the Cavaliers a 122-121 lead.
And Rodney would make the free throw. Cavs would then get a key stop. LeBron would make free throws, and they were on their way to a 129-123 win over the pesky Nets. LeBron led the way with another triple-double, 31 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. That 11th assist made him the first player ever to have over 30,000 points and 8,000 rebounds, 8,000 assists of all who played the game.
With the long list of so many great players that's come through this league and the history of this league, for me to be the only in a category, I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's I take pride in my game. I've always take pride in being a triple threat.
Well, he's been that, and how about for the month of February, a triple threat? He's averaged a triple-double for all the games played in the month. Now, he had help from his friends last night. George Hill with 26, Kyle Korver with 18, Hood and Clarkson each with 14. Cavaliers back in action tomorrow against the Sixers, who were stunned by Dwayne Wade in the Heat last night, losing 102-101. Wade turning back the hands of time, scored 27, including what proved to be the game-winning jumper with 5 seconds to go. In Goodyear, where Bill Wills is broadcasting all week, as Bill said, the Indians beat the A's 16-8, and Corey Kluber in his spring debut worked two innings, allowing one run. How about Jason Kipnis? Two home runs in the game. He's got three already. With news of the day, though, the Tribe signs Mike Napoli to a minor league deal. Now, it's more a favor to him than an addition to the Indians' roster. Tito explains.
In our opinion, he shouldn't be in that camp. He's down there in, you know, Bradenton. He wanted a chance to be in a major league camp. There's a decent chance we're going to get him ready to have him go on another team and help beat us. Saying that, I think we all felt like he deserved it.
Well, that's just that's quite a testimony to Tito and also to Napoli, how they feel about him. Barring an injury to anybody, it looks like Napoli probably won't be here opening day, but they didn't want him in that free agent camp working there. Indians will split their squad for games today with the Angels and Mariners. At the NFL Scouting Combine, USC quarterback Sam Darnold will not be throwing this week. Looks like he'll have to wait for his pro day later in March. UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen says, "Hey, I never said I didn't want to play for the Browns," and we expect to hear from Browns head coach Hugh Jackson later this morning. Coming up at 5:45, more on the staggering numbers put up by LeBron James in his career and for the month of February. Home of the Indians and Cavs, Mike Snyder, News Radio WTAM 1100.
President Trump plans to meet with lawmakers at the White House today. Discussions on gun legislation in the week of that, Parkland, Florida shooting. Our Bill Zimfer joins us on the story this morning. Bill, good morning. Who are the players? What might they be talking about?
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. They'll be talking about any option that can have a chance in Congress, really. And it seems like now things have really narrowed down to background checks, where in Congress they can get something done on that, whether it's tightening the current background check system, improving the current system, or expanding the background check system. The White House reaffirmed yesterday the president is in favor of raising the age limit for the ownership of certain type of firearms. But there's really not a whole lot you can do on the federal level. A lot of it falls to the state level. And Bill did a little bit of checking. It is just incredible, number one, how complicated firearm legislation and restrictions and the requirements are, and how much is out there. From the AR-15 that we all know about, one out of every five firearms purchased in this country is an AR type of weapon, all the way to what's called a street sweeper 12-gauge shotgun, which is basically a semi-automatic drum magazine shotgun that, yes, is legal under the right circumstances in this country. It is really just incredible what is out there, how available these things are, and how complicated the gun legislation and gun restrictions are.
On your point there, Speaker of the House Ryan said he does support Trump's call to arm the teachers, but not at the federal level. He says, yeah, I'm all for that, but that's something the states need to do, because that's where the education responsibility as far as overseeing is at the state level.
Yeah, and on the federal level, they're not going to touch that in Congress. It's just too controversial. And it comes down to the states. For instance, Florida now has approved an initiative to possibly arm teachers in certain circumstances. And that's something that's going to be handled on the state level. And the other thing, that, Bill, if you're my age, you think back and you think, wait a minute, I thought there was a ban on assault weapons. Well, there was. In 1994, it was passed. Interestingly enough, Dianne Feinstein of California was the author of that bill. That expired in 2004, never renewed.
Meeting at the White House today, we'll be talking about and covering updates top and bottom of the hour. Rush Limbaugh's take course follows the news at noon. Bill Zimfer on it. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome, Bill.
Total Tribe coverage, Bill Wills, our buddy Nick Camino alongside from Goodyear, talking Indians baseball on News Radio WTAM 1100. Let me go big picture for a minute. The grand old game that we have always treasured because there is no clock. All we have worried about is the clock for the last couple of years. Personally, I think because the media looks at it because they're scheduling TV shows and they got to figure out something. I don't know if the fan sitting in the stand, I mean, you get bored, you get up and go get a hot dog.
Yeah.
Seventh inning, it's too long, kids are crying, you go home. We now have this literally a clock.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody really understands you. And who's keeping track of the numbers of times? Is it Rosie in the booth who will yell you know, down to say that's number five?
It is. It's gotten to a point, Bill, where baseball and Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, you got to be really careful here. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Major League Baseball has made a lot of money over the years.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of people going to the games. The TV ratings and all the regional markets and radio markets are through the roof.
Sure.
So they got to be really careful with what they do. As for the whole clock thing, Bill, they don't even understand it. The guy who was the clock operator here in Goodyear took my seat. I had the same seat for 9 years in the press box. I'm gone because they have a clock operator there. And he doesn't even know the rules. So, I mean, the whole thing is just crazy. I mean, I don't know the rules. They don't know the rules. You don't know the rules. It's like, what is this whole pace of play thing? Sometimes you have 2.5 hour games.
Right.
Sometimes you have 4 hour games.
Right.
In the middle, you're probably going to wind up at an average of 3 hours. I don't know what the big deal is. Meanwhile, football's getting longer and longer. You watch a football game nowadays, 4.5 hours. No one's complaining there.
I think it'd be fun to mic. You know, we already do it some in postseason where they're allowing the network to be down in the dugout.
Yeah.
Why not at least once we mic the coach or the manager on the mound and let everybody in the stadium hear it. Let it go up on the PA.
Wow.
I think that'd be hilarious.
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be entertaining. You know, pick one visit, you know, where it's going to go up.
Boy, that's, you know, then you're getting into some strategy a little bit. You know, I'm thinking about.
Instead of covering your mouth where nobody can
supposedly exactly. see, they're saying, look,
the
guy,
mitt over your mouth like
look,
that.
Dude, we've lost three in a row and our flight's waiting on us. Get out of here. You know,
exactly
let's
right.
go. Like, that's normally what happens.
That would be interesting. I don't know if we'll see that, but that would
get
be
a sponsor and it might.
Yeah, that's true.
Collusion, the C word. I hate to use it, but it has been talked about some too.
With the whole off-season stuff, yeah, I mean, you've got the players' union that's upset because you know their clients aren't getting signed, their players, and you've got the agents that are upset, the Scott Boras Maverick types that are upset. They're saying that baseball is tanking and all this stuff, but some people are calling it a market correction, you know. And I think next year there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be signed for some big time dollars. You got a guy like Bryce Harper who's going to get paid next year,
right.
So it could just be a slow type of off-season that. Hopefully it's not, you know, the beginning of something else.
My 401k song a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Nick Camino alongside. We're talking Tribe and Goodyear News Radio, WTAM 1100. NSA Mike Rogers yesterday, White House Communications Director Hope Hicks testifying up on Capitol Hill about Russia. Sharon Reed puts it all together for us this morning. Hi, Sharon. What do we need to know?
Well, there's so much to know. Let's start with Hope Hicks. You mentioned she did testify in front of the House Intelligence Committee yesterday behind closed doors. The New York Times reporting that she did say that she is sometimes required to tell white lies as part of her work for the president. She talked about the time during the transition. She did refuse, according to the leading Democrat on the committee, Adam Schiff, she did refuse to answer questions about several parts of the campaign, including the events about that Trump Tower meeting where the president's son may have said that it centered around Russian adoptions, and then it became known he was looking for dirt for Hillary about Hillary Clinton. So there was some frustration. The meeting went on for several hours, so that was underway. You heard that the audio from the head of the U.S. command of the Mike Rogers, Admiral Mike Rogers. I was starting to say he's the commander of U.S. Cyber Command. His real job is National Security Agency Director. He was testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee and said that he's not yet gotten specific direction from the White House to disrupt cyber attacks from the Russians. And that got the ire of Democrats and some Republicans as well, who feel that this administration isn't doing all that it could, really, to stop any kind of Russian interference with upcoming midterm elections. You've got still movement going on with Paul Manafort. He's being arraigned today in a Washington court. You've got charges dropped against the deputy chairman of the campaign, Rick Gates. If you remember, he agreed to a plea deal last week, and so now he's got about nearly two dozen criminal charges dropped, and a judge has granted his request to let him take his kids to Boston next week under this new arrangement, so for spring break. So all sorts of different things moving in the Russia investigation.
Hope they have a good trip. Full-time job keeping track of all this. That's why Sharon Reed's there for us. Thanks, Sharon.
You got it. Have a good day.
Total Tribe coverage from Goodyear News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, your Tribe President, Chris Antonetti, alongside. Good to see you, first of all.
Thank you. Good to see you.
You're a humble guy. 2017 Sporting News MLB Executive of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think that's a reflection of an organizational accomplishment and nothing about me specifically. I am incredibly fortunate to work with an unbelievable group of people. So from the coaches, people in the dugout, to an extraordinary group in the front office, it's a special place to work.
As I said, you're a humble guy. You never ask a question on my side of the table without knowing the answer. I expected that. So let me just rephrase it again. Bill Veeck, John Hart, Mark Shapiro. That's pretty good company, too, though.
Again, been fortunate to learn from some pretty great people, with John first and then Mark. And what I try to do is learn from all the leaders I'm around. And those were two great examples and two great mentors and friends of mine. So feel honored and humbled to be in that company.
Professionally, you're doing the same. Spent some time with Carter Hawkins this week. And this organization continues to just keep bringing them along, right?
Yeah. It's an important part of what we do. I think, you know, as we look to try to sustain success, a big part of that is continuing to have people within the entirety of the organization, yeah. But specifically in our case within the front office, that we can continue to challenge and grow as people get other opportunities elsewhere. And as you start to look around the game, there are a lot of former Cleveland Indian executives leading a lot of the teams in professional baseball. So it's a fun group, and it's good to see everybody when we get together at our meetings in the winter.
Let me jump around some topics. The complex here, the amazing reinvestment that's been done really over the last 6 months. We talked some about that with Carter. When a fan comes out, we see a game at the park. we may not see what we're talking about, but you eventually see that because the players we see appreciate what you're doing here.
Absolutely. The investments we were able to make in renovating the complex have made a huge difference, not only in additional space, but functionality and how we're able to provide nutrition and food for our players, much better dining spaces. Our workout space is triple what it was before, which allows us to do a lot of things, not only for our major league guys, but for our minor league guys during the course of the winter. So we're really thankful we were able to make the renovations because it's a first-class training facility now.
Rajay Davis back. Yeah. Hated the losing.
Yep.
It is what it is, but hey, he's back too, right?
It's great to have Raj back. His smile, you know, to see him come back in the building and how well he was welcomed by everyone. And we all know the extraordinary impact he had in 2016. So we're excited to welcome back into the fold because we have a very similar need on our team that he filled in a couple of years ago. So hopefully he can come into camp, have a good camp, do what he's capable of, and help us moving forward.
Terry Francona also with us this morning. I want to ask you about Terry, but I want to ask it in this way because you talked about people. And if you look around managing right now, Alex Cora, who played for Terry, Kevin Cash, obviously we know the ties, Mickey Callaway there. There's starting to be some managers with also that Francona tree. Is it too early to start talking about that?
I don't think so. I think if you actually ask all of those guys, and they'll one of the first things they'll talk about is the impact that Tito had on them, and not only in the way in which they were able to watch him work, but the time that Tito invested in helping them grow and develop as baseball men and as leaders. And I think we're really fortunate to have Tito continuing to do that with the group of people we have throughout our major league staff and our player development staff as well.
Indians president Chris Antonetti alongside for another minute on News Radio WTAM 1100. A couple more guys I want to throw at you. Been with me on the show. Cody Allen.
Yeah.
In a way, I said this to somebody the other day. Miller, I know you're going to hate when I say it. At times, Miller makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
And it probably is unfair to some of the other guys. You know what I mean? As a fan, you're sitting there watching it. And it goes to the old story. And how many times do we say this? Enjoy what we're watching in front of us sometimes, right?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think for a couple of our guys, Cody and Brian Shaw, even who left via free agency, I think both of those guys are underappreciated just because if they take their lunch pail to work every day and go to get the job done. And I think they only get attention maybe in those few times where they're not successful. But Cody, I think he's going to set the franchise record for saves at some point this year. And it's a testament to his consistency and his work over the last 6 years that by the end of the season, he'll have that mark.
Finally, get you out of here. You're going to Puerto Rico for a couple of games. We obviously know what happened to the island. This was all scheduled before that. But another great outreach, I think, for Major League Baseball as well as this franchise, right?
Absolutely. A great opportunity for us to get to Puerto Rico. I think initially it was with the thought of continuing to grow the game and continue to revitalize Puerto Rico and baseball within Puerto Rico. And now on the heels of the hurricane, it provides us an opportunity to do some great relief work and help maybe lift the spirits of those in Puerto Rico who have been through so much over the course of the last 6 months.
I will note that we spent 5 good minutes, and I never even asked about visits to the mound. So we're not going to do that. Indians president Chris Antonetti, congratulations on the year. But as we all know, we want to keep winning that. The idea is to win that last game, right?
That's it. We're all about winning that last game. So hopefully we can find a way to do it this year.
Thanks, partner.
Thanks, Bill.
Total Tribe coverage from Goodyear on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Wills and Snyder and Mike, we are joined by a longtime friend and always appreciate his time, Tom Hamilton. Good to see you, pal.
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
how
Tom.
Let's talk about this team. I'll start with, as I've said to most people, there's been a bad taste in our mouth pretty much all offseason. A good way to get it out is to just get out here and start playing again.
Yeah, and I don't think you get that out until hopefully you win the division title and you're back playing next October and you try to erase it. But, guys, we've all talked about it. We've all seen it. And I think it's been reemphasized to the fans that maybe over the last two Octobers you can't predict playoff baseball. And I think that's the beauty of our game.
I agree with you, Tom. And yet, though, when you're that close and you want to get back there again, it was interesting, though, to hear Tito when he spoke at the Sports Awards, how he said, hey, we're going to come back with a vengeance. And I know how he stays in the moment. But still, there was a little, I think he showed a little bit there about what this team really felt, that it did leave something on the table last year.
Yeah, no question, Mike. And, you know, we all know that ball clubs in certain markets like Cleveland, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, you name it, for the most part, you have a window of opportunity. And you never want to squander that opportunity. And, you know, some of that credit has to go to the New York Yankees. And I think the Indians also had an inopportune time to have some key guys not healthy. But this is a critical year, I think all of us would agree. Andrew Miller, Cody Allen, they'll be free agents at the end of the year. No one knows how that will work out. But before you worry about that, you enjoy the fact that arguably you have as good a team as anybody in the American League, at least on paper. And this is what you want when you start spring training and when we get it going on Thursday, March 29th, the fact you have a legitimate chance to have another memorable summer and, again, hopefully a long fall run. And this is a time to really, you know, enjoy it and realize that you never take it for granted.
Tom, looks like they could have an all-star at every position in the infield. Yeah. The outfield, a little up in the air. We don't know about Brantley. How would you like to see this outfield thing play out?
I'd like to see Brantley, Zimmer, Chisenhall healthy. But I think they will be. Michael really looks good. I just think you got to be smart with that ankle and make sure you don't push it. I think we saw last year the Indians were pretty careful with Michael early, and it resulted in him being named an all-star again. And, you know, it was just kind of a freakish injury that he suffered. I think long-term he's going to be fine. I think he'll have a big season. I think Jason Kipnis is going to have a big season because he's really playing with a chip on his shoulder. And, you know, it's going to be fun to watch the development of Bradley Zimmer because he brings them a weapon they don't have a ton of, and that's just that God-given speed and the ability to make a difference in a ballgame with his legs. So I think you'll see those guys, and I really think we'll see Rajay Davis on this ball club. I think he's an important part of the puzzle, both what he can do on the field, and he's so well-liked in the clubhouse that, you know, I think some of those intangibles are sometimes more important than maybe what you're able to deliver on the field.
Another minute with Tom Hamilton here from Goodyear. I never want to take Terry Francona for granted, and I don't want to. I want to mention him here in this chat with you. The consecutive winning seasons he's put together as a manager, everything that we talked about, he's got to balance and keep it going as we've seen year after year, right?
And I think the beauty of him too, Bill, is that he's been there, done that. No city has higher expectations than Boston. And when you're able to win it there not once but twice, I can't believe there's not a statue of Tito out in front of Fenway Park. I mean, there ought to be. And so because he's been there and been able to handle those expectations, I think we saw it last year. You know, he finally had enough when the club was 48-45 after that West Coast trip to start the second half. And, you know, he got his point across, and, you know, they had just an incredible run from that point until it ended in the playoffs. So he is a difference maker. Not many clubs have a guy that's a game changer in their dugout, and the Indians have one of the all-time best.
Well said, Tom Hamilton. By the way, two quick things. I left dinner early. Did somebody pick up the check?
Oh, you forgot that you also left your credit card.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Number two, then, maybe I don't need to ask. This is a semi-not endorsement, but Andy North is promoting, for every golf fan, the brand-new Square Strike Wedge. And if you've watched any golf channel, you know the club I'm talking. So all winter, I'm seeing this club. And I'm thinking to myself, do I want to spend $99? I really need help in the short game. You just take it back like a putter, and you hit it through. And I debated buying one, Mike Snyder.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, yesterday, we get to a local golf course. Hammy's in my cart. We get to the first hole. He's just off the green. He pulls out the brand-new Square Strike Wedge.
Aha. And knocked it within a foot?
Just like on TV, Tommy.
Mike, the other part of that story is the second time I used it, Bill said the longer you keep using that, the cheaper the price of that club is going to be if people watch you using it.
Very, very. Is that it?
No offense to Andy Moore.
I get it.
I'm thinking next time I see Hammy, he may just hand it to me. But that's a whole other story.
It went that way. Oh, boy.
Andy didn't realize that it can also be used as a driver.
And that's what we call total drive coverage. Tom Hamilton, we look forward to a fun year. Thanks, partner.
Thanks, Bill and Mike.
Pulls out her smartphone, and there's this thumbprint. She's like, here, touch this. I'm like, okay. So I put my thumbprint on it. The smartphone was picking up my pulse and my blood pressure. Now, I had not seen that app, not that I'm concerned about blood. And then this morning, you're doing a story. Is my blood pressure being tracked? Am I going to now get ads on my smartphone? What's the story here?
Yes. Well, I don't know about today, but yes to everything you just said in the future.
Wow.
Sometimes, this is an important part of it, sometimes with your permission. Sometimes not. Now, obviously, the fact that your aunt could check her blood pressure with her phone is a miraculous thing, frankly.
Absolutely.
It's an incredibly powerful thing. It changes the economics of allowing us to do things like that to monitor our health. It also does, to our benefit, I think most people would agree, some will not like what I'm about to say, but if we are using devices like our phones to check our vitals like your aunt does, and that information in an anonymous way all goes into a big pot of data, then healthcare professionals can use that data to begin to understand so many things about us that they can only guess about today. And that's a really good thing. And, oh, by the way, if that data could immediately go to her cardiologist or her whatever doctor specialist it is,
right,
when there was a sign of a problem so that it was not anonymized, but particularly had her name and a fire alarm went off in someone's office because an event was about to occur, I think most of us would agree that was pretty miraculous as well.
Fascinating. It sounds great. It's technology. I understand. But let me ask you the L word. Is this legal?
Well, sure. Yes. Until the laws change, it's certainly legal.
Greg Stebbins with me from Men's Health. You know this from your shopping online. I mean, I was joking with Tom Hamilton earlier this morning about a square strike wedge. As a golfer, I've been seeing these ads for this thing on the Golf Channel. So, of course, I, you know, Google it and check it out. And Greg Stebbin, I was just talking about how, you know, the digital advertising, and I'm in this business. I'm still amazed. I've been watching as a golfer on the Golf Channel. There's this ad for the Square Strike Wedge. Andy North advertised it. So I Google it because my short game is horrible. And Tom Hamilton, who does the game, sure enough, I get out here. He bought one. But I've noticed, everywhere I seem to go online, there's an ad now for that wedge because they know I've been shopping for it.
Yeah.
But on the health side, this could also track trends around the country for what people are doing with their health, right?
And how about trends around you? Let's say you've been texting people or you've been messaging on Twitter or Facebook and your messaging matches the pattern of someone suffering from depression or is even suicidal.
Right.
Maybe you're just grouchy.
Right.
So this is where it gets really, really complicated and ugly. Let's just say the algorithm says you are suicidal. What implications? I'm not saying that this will happen today, but
right,
it could.
Right. Right.
What happens if it gets into, if your insurance company finds out you're suicidal or were identified as possibly being suicidal? What happens if your employer finds that out? What happens if your car insurance company finds it? So all of a sudden, these companies are using, is it legal? You said that stuff on Facebook. You
yeah.
said that stuff on Twitter. You posted
yeah.
those photos on Instagram. So the problem begins, there's actually a name for this. It's called digital phenotyping. You acted in such a way that you display the pattern of someone who's a threat to yourself or to society. Does that remind you of a movie with Tom Cruise called Minority Report at all?
Great point. So can I opt out of this? I can go to my settings maybe and block them?
Not really. I mean,
yeah.
some of this
wow.
you can opt out of, but if companies are just hoovering up, sucking up all the data from Facebook and Twitter, which you're posting that stuff for people to see,
sure.
then there's not, today, I don't think there's anything you can do. You can change your settings so you're only posting so that people who know you can see your stuff, but for many people, that defeats the purpose of using platforms like Facebook and Twitter.
Our buddy Greg Stebbin writes on tech, culture, health, fascinating stuff always. Follow him on Twitter at Greg Stebbin. By the way, nice airport in Raleigh, my friend.
We are quite proud of it. I wish you would let me know you were here. I would have bought you a drink.
Well, I'll certainly send my travel plans next time. Greg Stebbin, thanks,
do.
Partner.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
Tribe skipper Terry Francona alongside on News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Terry, good morning. I appreciate you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, I know how this works. Media guys, here's one more interview. You're going to be asked the same questions
over and over. I'm okay. I like talking about baseball.
I know, but let me. Yeah, but see, my key is to ask you something you haven't been asked. I'm going to show you a picture.
That scares me.
I'm going to show you a picture with one question. Who paid?
That is, okay, when Jimmy, you show me a picture, people can't see it, of Jimmy Hanlon.
Jimmy Hanlon had you and Rick Manning and Hargrove for an outing and an interview. Now here's my, because I know all these guys. Hargrove hasn't gone to the pocket in 20 years. Rick Manning wouldn't know what a greens fee is, okay? He just goes from the car to the tee. Hanlon owns the courses, so I'm guessing this is your club. You may have got stuck with this round. I just
you know it was an unbelievable day. First of all, Jimmy shows up with those Cleveland Indian golf pants on, and I was dying. We had 5 hours of golf, and there wasn't. I'm guessing they could have had 5 hours of television because there was more going back and forth. It was fun. I mean, you've been around all those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a treat for me.
Well, again, I just was worried. I figured you got stuck because it was your memory.
I may have. It was my course. But if I did, it was worth it.
Well, I'm good for you. I enjoyed that. Let me jump around, ask you about a couple of things. You talked about that bad taste, and a way to get that bad taste out of everybody's mouth, including the fans, is to hear baseball on the radio and to get the guys back, right?
You know what? Whether it ends with a victory or whether it ends with a bitter disappointment like it did last year, our job is to move on, find a way to take whatever happened and use it to our advantage. So that's what we plan to do. The best way, like you just alluded to, is to get back at it. And there's a process in spring training. You know, one of the things we're going to try to do, we're going to try to see how good we can be.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you do that? It's not by looking ahead 4 months. It's by showing up today, having a great day of work, and then turn the page, learn from whatever happened, and then have a good day of work tomorrow.
Let me throw some guys at you. Just some other off stories. Off season, Edwin Encarnacion, I'm told it was the wedding of the year in the Dominican Republic.
That's what I understand.
Pictures and everything else. I mean, it went big time. I know.
Yeah, I know. We had a lot of guys that went, and I think they had a pretty good time. I think it was one of the biggest weddings, I guess, in the history. So good for him.
You know, last year, he's one of those guys, you sit around and you, as a fan now, I know, but as a fan, you're like, week after, you think he's struggling. All of a sudden, you look up, how many home runs does he have now? I mean, you know.
Well, he got off to such a slow start.
Yeah.
And I mean, he did there's no way getting around it.
Yeah.
To the point where I think we were in early May, and I said, you know, Eddie, you want a day off? Because I just want, you know, sometimes a day off lets a guy breathe a little bit.
Right.
And he said, no. He goes, no day off. He goes, I need to figure this out. And I know the fans were getting restless, but when you see a guy that's accountable like that, and then you look up, like you said, you look up and he's got 30 and 100, and you can probably pretty much put it in stone he's going to get those numbers.
Terry Francona alongside from Goodyear for a couple more minutes. Let me go a couple around things around the infield. There could be times that you've got literally all-star players at all those positions. I mean, no matter how it shakes out, I don't want to get too far ahead, but let's touch on
it. I mean, and the idea is to get them healthy so they can be, like you said, all-star caliber players, like Kipnis. When he's healthy, he's a really good player. He hasn't always been healthy. Lindor, Ramirez, Alonso, we feel pretty good about that. Now, in name, looks great. Now, we got to get everybody ready. We got to keep guys healthy because when they're healthy, they're going to be productive.
Outfield, I think I saw a quote, it's like a 1,500-piece puzzle set that may play out throughout the year. And as you've said, I think you already said it to players, look, there's 60-some guys. I may see over half of you at some point during the year.
Probably two-thirds, actually. So, you know, we're going to take 25 when we go north. We know that. We also know it's going to take way more than that to get through a season. So you try to get to know everybody here as well as you can, and then some guys are going to go to AAA. I keep in touch with Trem all the time. We even have guys, like you said, from AA coming up last year.
Yep.
We know it's going to be more than 25, so we try to take this time here in Goodyear and get to know everybody as well as we can.
Pitching, but I want to ask you about staff. Carl Willis back, Scott Atchison, who, you know, Cody Allen was with me this week, and Cody talked about how much help Atch was in charting and preparing guys, and that behind the scenes stuff, a fan doesn't see a lot.
No, and we do. We created a spot for Atch because we didn't want him to leave because we thought he was kind of a star in the making. little bit like Kevin Cash when he came here. We believe in not so much titles for guys, but people. Well, Atch took his job and ran with it. So when Carl was a pitching coach, we put Atch out in the bullpen. So that's good, but then we wanted to replace what Atch did, so we went and got Brian Sweeney. So we feel like we have a three-headed pitching, kind of a pitching combo. And I'll tell you what, our pitching is going to be in great shape. We have three really good pitching coaches.
Three more guys want to run by you. Mike Clevinger, just talk about him some. He's also on the show this week.
He came to camp in great shape. I mean, my goodness sakes, he works hard. And that makes you feel good right out of the bat. Clev, it's going to be interesting to see where Clev goes because he has all the pitches, all the tools to be a bona fide 200-inning major league pitcher. Can he command enough? Does he, you know, is he going to be consistent enough? He's in the midst of trying to prove that.
Right.
You know, the last five starts of the year last year, you'd think, well, not only that, he's probably going to be an all-star. So we've all seen the ability. Now it's just going to be the consistency.
Josh Tomlin, I wrote down a word. I know you may hate the word control because you can't control a lot of things in baseball. But when you got a couple guys and you're clapping, need a ground ball here, need a ground. Tomlin's the guy you want on the mound, right?
Yeah, you know what's so cool about that is he never beats himself.
Yeah.
You can't run on him. You know, he doesn't walk anybody. You know, there's going to be days when the wind's blowing out and he's throwing the ball over the middle. He's going to give it up. But as far as a teammate goes, a guy that has all the right, you know, team ahead of personal, there's none better. He's one of the best teammates I've ever been around.
Terry Francona, thank you. When I see Manning and Hargrove, maybe I'll beat him up for a couple golf balls at least to try and help you.
Oh, with, good luck with that.
You know they'll have logos on them, though, right?
Yeah, I guarantee you.
Terry, good luck.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. News coverage on News Radio WTAM 1100. Mr. Cavalier, Austin Carr joined us to talk about a win last night. Morning Cavs update this morning brought to you by Huntington. Want a bank that believes in looking out for its customers? Welcome to Huntington. 129-123 win. Bill Wills in Goodyear with the Tribe and Mike Snyder. And hello, Austin Carr.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Before we get to the game, Austin, how do you play? Well, maybe I shouldn't ask you because you never hit a ball off the fairway. But
no.
how do you play out of this rocky sand out of here, AC? Do you just take a drop and throw it back in?
Well, it can be kind of difficult, but I would say if it's not too far off the fairway, then you can drop it out of it. But most of the time, you got to play it out of there. So, but they have some signs out there about little creatures walking, running around. You have to be careful.
Yes. Yeah, I've noticed. Yeah, rattlesnake signs. Yeah,
right.
I got a. We'll talk about the game.
You haven't figured that out yet, Billy. I mean, you've been there 3 days of golf.
I know. I know. I mean, Bill, I know snow is coming here, so I know you must have a tee time very soon.
Well, I'm using that foot wedge a lot out here. Enough about me. 129, 123. Austin, what did that win mean last night?
Well, I think it meant a lot, especially to the new guys, and the way the team is constructed now with the new guys. They hadn't won a game at home, and that was huge, I think, for them to have an opportunity. And the young guys, the guys that we brought in, contributed quite a bit to that win. So it was a good growth for our team to get that win.
You know, as you mentioned that, Austin, down the stretch, and I know it's the Nets, but at some point as you go look further ahead in the playoff games to come, the young guys are going to need to make shots, make big plays. And down the stretch last night, Larry Nance hit a jumper with about a minute 30 to go that tied the game. Clarkson hits a three to put him ahead, and then Hood hit really the biggest shot of the night for the Cavs.
Right.
That's really good to see, isn't it?
Oh, it's great to see because all that does is just helps solidify the camaraderie of the team and the confidence of the team. I mean, it couldn't have ended to me any better for our team the way it is now because all the new guys had a chance to be part of it and get that first win at the Q.
Austin, you've seen it up close. You've lived it this year with this team, and where this team was about a month ago to where it is now, it's a whole different world, isn't it?
Oh, you better believe it, Mike. I mean, it is unbelievable how much the change is. I mean, the style of play. I mean, last night the Cavs didn't have too many fast break points, but they had been leading the league since the new guys came in fast break points, about 19 a game. So and last night they only had two or four around that area there, but you could see, that the team itself is a different team. They play at a different pace, and I think again once they get, I know defensively they are, even though they gave up 123 to the Nets, defensively I've seen some growth there also.
LeBron James became the first player ever to have 30,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, 8,000 assists. Austin, he's so good that sometimes it's redundant. You feel redundant talking about him, but we're seeing right. really something that's never been seen before when we watch him play on a nightly basis, aren't we?
Yes, I mean, LeBron himself said he's a different type of player in the league, and he is. I mean, when he scored 30,000, I knew that what will separate him from all the other ones are the assists and the rebounds, because he will have the 30,000. He has all three, whereas not many guys in that 30,000 group, they have the all three. I mean, he's just he's a different phenomenon, I think. He's the type of guy that he plays the complete game, and he plays it every night in order to get 8,000 rebounds and points. I mean, and assists. You have to be doing a lot out there on that floor. And to me, it's a tribute to how he takes care of himself, because at his age, I don't see him slowing down at all. I mean, because as long as and with the move we made, I think is going to be help him too, as far as longevity is concerned. But I just think he's one of a kind, and I'm lucky to have him. We're lucky to have him on our team.
Well said, Mr. Cavalier, Austin Carr, and you can see that team Saturday, of course, when Denver here at the Q. Mr. Cavalier, Austin Carr with us with complete Cavaliers coverage on News Radio, WTAM 1100. AC, thanks, partner. I'll hit a mulligan for you today, okay?
Yeah, be sure to. Think of me when you hit it.
we'll do, buddy. Be good.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Have a good one.
Total Tribe coverage from Goodyear on News Radio, WTAM 1100. One of the better closers in baseball the last 4 years, a part of our Cleveland Indians. He's a humble guy, so he's already rolling his eyes. Cody Allen, good to see you, partner.
I'm doing well. How are you?
The important stuff. We're just off the air. We're just talking. We are in the Father Club.
Yeah.
I'm at 20, let me think now, 20, I got 127 and 122. It won't change from an 8-month-old to then. There's always something, man. There's always something. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we feel extremely blessed, and this was a really, really fun off season for us, because you know I was able to be home. We were able to be together for the sure. entirety of just kind of watching him grow up and just getting into watching him learn new things and do new things, and he keeps us on our toes. But we're really enjoying it.
Not that a reliever needs to be reminded of perspective, how it's one day at a time, but it really helps when you're a parent, right? I mean,
you see that, right?
I mean, it really does.
So I'll tell you a short little story. Right after he was born, my first day back off of the paternity list was Cody Allen jersey giveaway day at Cleveland at Progressive Field.
Right.
And I gave up a go-ahead homer that game and took the L. And, you know, that kind of thing, it stinks. You know, it just sits with you. It stings. But, you know, as soon as you get home and you see, a 5-day-old baby sitting there, you know, it was you're able to change your perspective pretty quick. And I was able to show up work the next day with a new slate.
Keep enjoying it, man.
Yeah.
Every day. Now, they're out here part of spring. I mean, you're able to get your work in and just keep enjoying some family time, which is a nice blessing.
Yeah,
right?
It's awesome. I mean, I think everybody knows that there was quite a few new additions last year to the Tribe family. And so all the families are out here with the kids, and we get together and let the kids play and let the parents hang out and just enjoy good time together with, because a lot of these guys here, especially, you know, guys that have been here 5-6 years, we've watched other kids grow
right.
up and become
well
like family. So, we enjoy this time together out here.
Scott Atchison back with the organization. He's been around, of course, but back in the bullpen, I laughed when I saw him. I said, you got less gray hair now than when you play. Would you start to treat it? And he didn't really want to hear about that. But but it's unique, I think, in a way. And he mentioned this, how, you know, he was so happy to take the job. But just some of the guys that you're still throwing against, he threw against as well a few years ago, right?
Yeah, and I tell you what, when his first year on our staff in 2016, he did a lot of our scouting reports and a lot of the advanced stuff for us. And he was monumental the last couple of years for us, helping us prepare for each series because, you know, he knew most of the hitters, especially the big boys, you know, the guys that you're trying to contain in every lineup. He knew them all. He'd pitched against them. You know, he'd been in both leagues. He'd pitched overseas. So his experience, you know, throughout baseball and all the different staffs that he had played for, the guy's learned a lot, and he has a lot to offer, and so we're really, really, really excited to have him.
Indians president Chris Antonetti with me as well this week. Cody Allen alongside here from Goodyear on News Radio WTAM 1100. I mentioned your name, and Chris said, you know, at some point this year you'll have the new franchise record for saves.
Let's not put the cart before the horse.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, Cody, it shows the success you've had. But the work that you have worked on, the time you have put in, how it has paid off at your level. And that's something to be proud of. I mean that.
It's something, you know. Yeah,
to be in a position. I know. Yeah. I don't want to. I got you. But still.
It's all great. But it's just, honestly, the atmosphere and the culture and the expectations that Chris and Mike Chernoff and Tito and the entire front office from top to bottom and the staff have put on this club. You know, we have certain parameters that we work through. There's expectations that have been here ever since Tito's gotten here that we all know. And, you know, you just go out and you prepare the best you can and you go compete on a day-to-day basis. Just take care of today and hopefully you look up at the end of the year and you were a run better or a win better than the teams. And all that other stuff, you know, it's just a byproduct of trying to just show up and play the best brand of baseball you can.
I appreciate your time, as always. Keep enjoying that little one, and we wish you nothing but the best this year. Good health, too.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, making his way in now is Indians Vice President Bob DiBiasio for some Total Tribe coverage on News Radio WTAM 1100. Bob, Bill Wills, nice to meet you.
Hello, Bill Wills.
We have Mike Snyder alongside.
Hello, Mike Snyder.
Hello, Bob.
Well.
How are you?
Awesome.
Have you guys seen each other where you weren't on a tee or a putting green? Is this the first time this has happened for you two?
Well, when we eat.
Okay.
We have to eat dinner.
I mean, I'm looking at Twitter. I'm looking for bases. I don't see anything. And where were you at? I saw you on the green, Bob. You were smiling. Looked like there was water there, too. And you missed it.
We had a, thanks to a gentleman by the name of Seth Harris.
Our good, close, personal friend, Seth Harris. If you know Seth Harris in Cleveland, tell him Billy and Bobby said hi.
For people out there that have any sense of golf, when a gentleman asks you to join him at Whisper Rock in North Scottsdale, you never say no. And we couldn't say no to Seth. Yes, despite the fact he's a phenomenal guy. I love being around him.
Great guy.
Bill and I had a lot of fun yesterday on the golf course.
If you follow me on Twitter, at Bill Wills, WTAM, was the book called A Good Walk Spoiled?
John
Peele? Maybe that's a caption, but you played well yesterday.
Well, we both did.
Well,
although you were up at 1:30 in the morning, so we get you on the back nine you've been up for 24 hours.
Before we get to some baseball, we also have posted at willsinsider.com.
Going viral now.
Viral.
And thanks to
you
Jensen
have the king
Lewis.
With you, Bill. I need a king. Oh,
this
my God!
Either some kind of King of Cones deal or a bad Burger King ad. Roll the tape. Here we go.
You are a true friend to the crowd.
Dilly.
Bob DiBiasio and Jensen Lewis. You can see it at willsinsider.com. This was at Fantasy Camp. You guys produced this?
We did this at Fantasy Camp. Part of the evening festivities. We show highlights of the action during the day, and we give out the MVP of each team and have a real fun time and do bowl sessions in Kangaroo Courts.
Oh, boy.
Early in the week, there aren't a lot of highlights because games haven't started. So we had one of our guys, Don Foudy, who owns the IGA in Rittman, Ohio. So if you're listening down there, Donnie, this was his brainchild of sending him off to the pit of misery, which was the Reds camp. We had a lot of fun.
Good stuff.
We had a lot of fun.
You got to check it out, willsinsider.com. Couple minutes, Bob DiBiasio with us. I got a question. Cody Allen's coming up.
Yes.
You've been around this team for years. Have you ever sensed a clubhouse that is connected? Cody's talking about having kids, seeing other kids grow up. It is a neat feeling around here, Bob.
That's one of the great things about this business, Bill, is We always talk about it. We will draft a young man at the age of 17, 18 years old, some of them earlier than that if they're from the Dominican Academy or international players, and you watch them grow up as a young man. Then you watch them get married, and then you watch them become a father, and watch them become a terrifically talented baseball player in the process as well. And that's really part of the wonderful, fun aspect is you get to know these guys. And, well, Corey Kluber, for example, you know, he's got three little ones now. And he tweeted out a picture of him coloring seahorses, you know, because, you know, his thing was, hey, when your daughters ask you to sit and color, you got to do it the right way. I mean, just that, that's one of the great things about social media. That, you know, it shows the player's personality. And I guess Josh Tomlin had pink toenails, you know, and Tito was all over him. And he said, hey, when your daughters, when you sit down to play with your daughters, this is the stuff that happens, right? So, and the same thing with Cody, again, that process of just watching a player grow up, because all we think about is, you know, most people think, how are they performing on the field? We see the whole man, and it really is special.
Well, it's a great time of year, and it is to see this group. And I think, Bob, even the gesture yesterday or what's happening with Mike Napoli is another – hey, it is a business, but it goes beyond that. And I think the Indians organization, and I think Tito, of course, right in the middle of it, but that they've made that more than that. And that's kind of what's going on with Napoli, isn't it?
Absolutely. As Tito mentioned, a unique situation for a unique individual. I think a wonderful gesture that there's more scouts watching spring training games than there are down at that free agent camp. And so giving Mike Napoli an opportunity to play in front of more scouts, whether he's going to play for us or somebody else, you know, that really is a testament to the kind of guy that Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff and Terry Francona, you know, what they are all about, you know, trying to help somebody who obviously helped us and return the favor and be loyal. To me, it's a wonderfully heartwarming story, to be honest with you.
Indians Vice President Bob DiBiasio alongside Cody Allen in a minute. More Bobby D with us, of course, tomorrow and the rest of the week here, too, from Goodyear. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Dilly dilly.
Yeah, you got to see the video.
He plays that gig very well, Bob. I'm impressed. Very impressed.
Are you in the union, Jeff? Did you join the acting union for
that
thing?
Shh.